You're with Cape Talk.
This is John Matham on Afternoon Drive.
Zandile Mafe, the man accused by the state of being responsible for the fire at Parliament, is out of Valkenburg, to which he had been referred by the magistrates' court for a period of 30 days of psychiatric observation. And following a hearing which concluded yesterday, Justice John Schlorper saying that procedurally that decision was entirely wrong, it was irregular, and he ordered that Zandile Mafe be released from Valkenburg today and be sent back to Polsmoor. And he is currently in Polsmoor preparing for a bail application which is due to take place on Saturday. Jamila Omar is Associate Professor in Criminal Procedure and Criminal Law at the Department of Public Law at UCT. Jamila, a very, very good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks very much.
It did seem odd the way that this happened. The man was arrested. A district surgeon had a look at him, said paranoid schizophrenia. A week later, they go back to court for a bail application. The NPA doesn't tell the defense that this referral for psychiatric observation is supposed to happen. And so we have a situation now where the prisoner or the accused is back in Polsmoor. How's this supposed to happen? What does the law say about the referral of accused people for psychiatric observation?
So the Section 77 of the Criminal Procedure Act is the provision that deals with when an accused person might lack the competence to stand trial. And in terms of that procedure, Section 79 says that if that issue is raised, that there's such a possibility, then the court should refer the accused for an inquiry. And an inquiry is conducted by three specific psychiatrists, so it's a panel of experts. And the court can order that the accused person is effectively committed to a psychiatric hospital for a maximum of 30 days. So part of what happened is correct in terms of the procedure, but I think you've outlined some of the irregularities quite well.
Because the John Schlorper said that he was taken aback that the magistrate asked no questions to try and determine the competence of the applying for bail at the time of the accused, and suggested it had been the magistrate's responsibility to say, I don't know what questions you would ask, but are you following what's going on? Do you understand the proceedings that are happening around you? That is supposed to happen.
I would imagine so, yes. So I think the issue is that, and it is worth keeping this in mind, that a referral for an inquiry for a maximum of 30 days is not a final order. You know, it's not a decision. It's a preliminary step to determine if the accused person can stand trial. So with that being said, though, I do think that the court should make some effort to find out from both sides what their view is on whether there is a likelihood of incompetence to stand trial, and asking the accused person themselves a few questions, I would think would be a minimum kind of common sense requirement to take. But I wasn't in court, I can't comment on that.
Fair enough. John Schlorper said, "I'm for the moment, I'm prepared to accept the version of the accused as revealed in the affidavit, which was tabled first on Saturday and then referred to in the proceedings yesterday. I'm prepared to take on faith the version of the accused that he is not in any way mentally challenged." So now with the bail application, which is set down for Tuesday, at what point does the question of the competence or otherwise of the accused to understand what's going on, to understand the trial processes, and so be fit to take part in them? When does that come back in?
So that can come in back in at any point until sentencing. So it's really something that can be raised either by the state again or by the accused themselves at any point in the process, up until even after conviction. It is possible that the state may raise it again at the bail hearing. Now that it is something that is in that has been brought to the court's attention, the state of mind of the accused is something that the court will have to consider when it determines if bail is in the interests of justice. So I suspect that there'll be some conversation about this matter again at the bail hearing on Tuesday.
And there'll also be some discussion about the fact that the state wants this to be, has introduced a charge which falls under Section 6, the terrorism charge. And when you're dealing with a Section 6 charge, the onus is then on the accused to show the exceptional circumstances that would permit bail to be granted. And I suspect that the legal team, the defense team is going to say, no, this should not be. I know you've accused him of terrorism, but you show no evidence of any terrorism, and you're using that terrorism charge to make it a Schedule 6 matter and to remove the onus from yourselves to the defense. So it could potentially be a day of quite tense legal arguments, perhaps.
Yeah, I have no doubt. I think the late addition of a Schedule 6 offense does sound suspicious, I suppose, if, you know, for want of a better word, because we had known this was Parliament, a national key point, right from the beginning. So why that was not raised as a charge at the outset and suddenly is added now is not ideal. I suspect that the Schedule 6 offense will be challenged. But again, bail is not a final decision. It is not a criminal trial. Mm. Only, reasonable amount of evidence needs to be put before the court. And proving the offense is not necessary at a bail hearing. So although the defense can challenge the late addition of the charge, they can only do so to a certain extent, because deciding whether the offense is an accurate one and that the state can meet that burden will only happen at the trial.
Jamila Omar, thank you very, very much for that. Associate Professor in Criminal Procedure and Criminal Law at the Department of Public Law at UCL.